Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. So today, we're infusing a bit of Christmas magic into our organizational sleigh ride. It might only be November, but hey, it's never too early to start decking the halls and spreading the holiday cheer. And full disclosure, my Christmas tree got up on the 4th of November. Yep, I was that early. So I want to give you tips and tricks on how to get organized now and how to start doing everything in preparation for Christmas so that you're not overwhelmed in December. So first, let's start with the Christmas budget. And I know you might think it's a bit grinchy, but trust me, it's a key to a stress-free January. I mean, do you really want to kick off the new year with a massive credit card bill? No, I didn't think so. So let's break down your budget into gifts, food, decorations, and miscellaneous items. Consider using a handy budget app to keep you on track and to share your festive financial love with your partner and your family. Next is the shopping, which is important. So the earlier your budget, the sooner you can start shopping for your Christmas ingredients, especially the non-perishable ones. Spreading out the cost over 2 months is a great way to help your budget and your wallet. So get those baking ingredients now, the biscuits, the chocolates, eat them now as well, tinned and jarred goods, and of course the Christmas pudding. I have an obsession with the Marks and Spencer's Yule Log. I have since I think the 90s or 2000s when they came out first, and I get one, okay, three or four of them every year. And if I don't get them, I think I didn't get one recently in COVID time and I was devastated. So I budget for it, I plan for it, and as soon as I can get it from them, I start buying them. And in the old days, like when I was living here, I used to get family and friends to bring it over from the UK, but now they sell it here. So yeah, plan early, and you can eat earlier as well, and get into that festive mood in your tummy. But yeah. Next, if you're a baker, which I'm not, as you can tell because I buy your logs from Marks and Spencer's, now is the time to shine. Start baking and pop those goodies into the freezer. Whether you prep the dough for easy baking closer to Christmas or go all out to finish the treats, then put them into the freezer. But make sure the recipe is freezer friendly. And I am jealous that you're going to do that. Next, let's talk about decluttering and using your Christmas decorations sustainably. So the Christmas decorations, sift through them and, you know, get rid of the ones that you're not using, are not in good shape, are broken. If they're fine, keep it. If not, consider passing it on to or donating it responsibly. So if they're broken, put them in the recycle bin. And also consider putting up your tree earlier in November to lift your mood, like I did. So now let's talk about the presents. So I've shared in previous episodes, like episode 263, I've put it in the show notes, that I lean towards giving gifts, no gifts, and giving vouchers instead. So if you are into gift giving, start buying online during the November sales. So there was single sales recently, and there'll be a Black Friday sale, even though the rest of the world doesn't actually celebrate Thanksgiving, but they still have Black Friday sales. Instead of new wrapping, use eco-friendly alternatives, such as paper carrier bags, or maps, or newspapers, or old gift wrapping, so that you don't have to spend money on buying new ones. Next, let's talk about cards. I mean, do you send Christmas cards? If you do, why not consider sending an e-card instead of the traditional paper cards? Get them ready in November to send out closer to Christmas. It's a win-win. There's less paper wastage, less trudging to the post box and to the post office, which I couldn't even remember what it's called because I don't go to it very often now. And if you're an expat, there's no panic because you've missed the card mailing deadline. It's just a win. If you love dressing up in Christmas, then why not use the Christmas outfits you used previously? I know the cards might not look amazing compared to like before, because they might be a little bit tight or short, especially for the kids. But it's sustainable, it's cost effective. And who really notices that you're wearing the same outfit? If you crave something new, consider hiring the outfit or snagging one from a secondhand store instead. Next, let's talk about reducing the Christmas traditions, which I know sounds a bit shocking. But if you're leaning into a more eco-friendly Christmas, consider ditching some of those traditions that are costly and wasteful and time-consuming. I'm talking about Elf on the Shelf, of course. Advent calendars are like, they're so expensive and they're like tiny overpriced gifts. I saw on social media people buying the Dior advent calendars, and there's an Yves Saint Laurent and all these ones, like Selfridges ones. They're so expensive and they're literally tiny little things. Why would you get that? Like, I don't understand. I mean, the chocolate one is great, but you could just buy big pieces of chocolate and eat that instead of getting tiny little ones for advent calendars. So try that. And like, there's brilliant ones now where you can get wood ones, and then there's wood toys that the kids can play with, and they last for a few years. So maybe consider getting that instead. The other thing that's time consuming and wasteful is exterior Christmas lights and decorations. I mean, it takes forever to put it on, it wastes electricity, and then it takes ages to take it down. Plus, it takes up a lot of storage space. It's a nightmare. So streamline, simplify, and have a more enjoyable, sustainable holiday. So there you have it. This is my top tips on how to get prepared for November. I want you to have lots of laughter, lots of drinks and food, and just enjoy yourself instead of being miserable because you're preparing for all of this stuff just for one day or 2 days. Okay, 3 days if you're British, because we have Boxing Day as well. So have a lovely November preparing for Christmas. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share your comments on how you're being more eco-conscious this Christmas. Join us next time on the Get Organised with Decluttermy, and I will give you more tips and tricks then. Thanks for listening, as always. Take care. Bye.